everyone. I'm Lauren MacIver.
And I'm Teresa Rocha.
And this is
Teen Mom Time.
We're here to fill you in on all the fight.
Why are you so white trash?
All the custody battles.
Corey's trying to take our kids from me.
All the romance drama.
Getting divorced, period.
And so much more.
Hi, hi. You're both high.
I'm just trying to be a good person and a good role adult.
On this week's episode, we will be discussing Farrah being sued, Janelle and Kale's latest Twitter war, plus everything we know about the upcoming season of Teen Mom 2. So exciting. Teresa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Tired.
I'm so tired.
I'm so tired.
Every day I woke up and I was like, oh, thank God it's Thursday. And then I'm like, wait, no, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
This has been the longest week in history.
Today I woke up and I was like, oh, it's Friday.
Nope.
And I was like, just kidding. It's Thursday. One more day. We're so close.
I've had to do the 1 to 9 shift.
Yeah.
This week.
So you've been staying up late.
And I don't leave at 9. I leave at like 10. And yeah, it feels like you're working for so much more than you do when you work 8 to 4.
Because were you waking up early?
I was waking up at, like, 9, and then I would, like, go to the gym.
Okay.
And then I would come home, and then I would make lunch, and then I would start working. So I guess I'm constantly doing stuff, so it feels like it's even longer than
Yeah, exactly.
Because when I go home after work, I, like, watch TV.
Yeah, exactly. You like to get in your PJs, watch TV, have some wine. That's what I love to do. Go to the gym, of course. But, yeah, we've had a long week, but very exciting.
We had a very exciting week.
Yeah, we did. We had Javi, Lauren, his girlfriend, and the two little kitties, Lincoln and Eli.
They are so cute. Like, you think they're cute on TV, but they're so cute in person.
Yeah, so cute. We had them come into the office. Mm-hmm. We had Javi sit down with us, and
great,
we talked about everything.
We talked about literally everything. Nothing was off limits. We talked about Kale, Brianna, Lauren, everything.
Yeah, more babies and engagement, everything.
What was your favorite part of them coming? Because I'll tell you what mine was. So I've met Eli before.
I went
when he was only I think he was 2 days old when I met him.
Yeah, fresh out of the womb.
Yeah, and it's like seeing a different baby. And whenever I would pinch his little cheek, he would smile, and he was so cute.
Oh, he's so cute. My favorite, I guess, meeting the boys. I never met Lincoln or Eli before, but also meeting Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren is my favorite person in the world.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
You feel like you're her best friend after you meet her.
Yeah, I feel like I've, known her forever. Mm-hmm. Like, we were just chatting, and it was just, she was really, really cool, down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she's just, willing to talk about whatever, off camera, obviously. But, yeah, she's just really, really cool. They seem really happy. They're the cutest little fam. Lincoln was really, really shy, I think, which would shock most people.
So Lauren and I tried to get Lincoln to floss with us.
Yes.
And he wouldn't. And I was, purposely doing it wrong. Also, I don't know how to do it, but I was, purposely doing it wrong.
Yeah, I know how to do it.
I was like, Lincoln, am I doing it right? Can you show me how to do it? And he's like, no.
No, he didn't even want to take photos. He wanted nothing. He was sitting on my phone watching YouTube.
With my headphones.
Yeah, so he was really, really shy, which I think would shock most people. I wonder if we ever had Addie come in, if she would be the same. Because they're the two most outgoing kids on the show. They're so funny. So it was really interesting to kind of just see his personality when he's kind of just he's definitely around a lot of people. There's cameras. So it was interesting to see how he acts when he's not being filmed. So maybe shows off on camera and stuff like kids always do. But it was nice to finally have the whole fam here.
I have to say, when I went to Delaware, Lincoln was the same. He was very shy. And I think it's probably just new people.
Yeah, exactly. And he was probably just what are we doing here?
He wanted to just go home. He was can we leave? Are we done yet?
Well, when we were talking about Times Square and all the characters that are there and he could take photos, I think he was just wait. I want to go. I don't want to sit here with these girls. I want to go and see Spider-Man and the Power Rangers. So, but yeah, it was really exciting. I'm happy that they were able to make it.
Yeah. So everyone, if you want to hear our interviews and see the video of Javi, check out writeronline.com and okmagazine.com.
Yeah. We have a lot of exclusives coming your way. Everything you wanted to know for so long, so many questions. Kale, you said, Kale, Brianna, Teen Mom 2. they were answered. So make sure you check back on our sites just about every day because we have so much. So really, really exciting. But let's get into the top three stories. Farrah Abraham, gosh, she's never going to go away, even though she's not on Team MOG anymore. She's a woman that we still love to talk about. She's always causing problems. So as we previously talked about, she dropped out of the boxing match that was set, I think, for like November 10th, was it?
Yeah, no, yes, in Atlantic City.
Yeah, so she dropped out, something that we called, something that we were like, we're not booking to go to the last second because this is probably never going to happen. But she backed out, I think, a week before, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, and apparently, you know, things were said between the promoter and her. You know, she was saying, I wanted, you know, he didn't, you know, do his end of the bargain, I guess, with hotels and planes.
Yeah, this is what Deborah Danielson, Farrah's mother, yes, told me, and Michael as well. They both had said that, you know, he didn't meet his end of the bargain in regards to providing plane tickets, providing tickets to the actual boxing match. Yes. You know, this was all agreed upon, and it was a week before, and nothing had been scheduled. So, you know, she kind of was getting a little nervous about it and worried about if she will even get paid for this.
Yeah, exactly. Or will she have a hotel? Will she have a plane?
Will she even have a ticket to go to her own boxing match?
Yeah, like, you know, how is she going to get there? So because of all that, she dropped out. And then also things were said on Damon's end, you know?
Yeah.
He was saying that there was allegedly a contract sent to him saying that Farrah needs to win and, you know, she was difficult to work with. So I felt like
a lot of back and forth.
A lot of back and forth. Like after a while, we were like, oh my God, my head hurts.
I stopped covering it. I was worried. We broke the story that she's like not doing it anymore.
Something
my
we
job
predicted.
Is done.
My job here is done. But now the boxing match is coming up again, like 2 months after it was supposed to happen. So, Teresa, what is the update on it?
So Damon Feldman, he is the main promoter of the show. He sued Farrah on December 21st, 2018 in Delaware County Court in Pennsylvania. That's where he's from.
Okay.
He basically sued her for $12,000. It was a handwritten complaint. He basically said, Farrah owes me money. Didn't explain anything.
Yeah.
Didn't say for what. She's scheduled to appear in court on January 30th, 2019. I don't think she's going to go because according to the dockets, she hasn't been served yet. I don't think he knows her address. So I can see them postponing the hearing.
Especially because, like, where does she live? Like, Los Angeles, Texas? She's always traveling.
I think she's living in Beverly Hills right now.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like she's just, like, in Fiji and
Dubai. I don't think she has, like, an actual home.
Yeah, because Simon, her ex, was helping her look for a house in that crazy lady on the show. But so who knows?
So I texted Farrah when this broke. He exclusively told Radar he did not sue me. This is false news.
As always.
As always. She also didn't have charges against her
for
the hotel's incident.
Yes. Do you remember that? She's like, it never happened. Girl, it did.
You were in court.
You were in court. There was video footage. It happened. I feel like that's always her answer to everything. You know, never happened, false news. She just really tries to push things under the rug. But when there's proof, when there's documents and videos and photos, I did see photos of Damon holding the documents on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's very difficult because it was a lot of back and forth. You know, Farrah was saying, you know, I wanted, you know, some rooms for my family and my friends. I'm doing this for you. She is a pretty big name, a very well-known person. So they got a lot of publicity with the fight when she was training and stuff and like in little thong bikinis, like fighting on a boat. They got a lot of publicity for it. And I know a lot of people would have went, like Tyler and Kate went down there if Farrah was in it. So it was a lot of back and forth. So it was like, oh God, who do I believe? Like, did Farrah earn, you know, a couple rooms for all the publicity she gave them? Yeah. They could have booked her a couple rooms for her family.
Do you remember when you and I tried to book this?
Yeah.
And they told us you can only get one room, like one room per media.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were providing rooms. They may have just been like, Farrah, you can only get one or two rooms. What do you need 20 rooms for?
Yeah, she didn't need 20. I think for her, her mom and her dad, you know, her daughter can stay with her. I think that's fine.
I friends. Think two.
Yeah. And then her. like her mom and her dad,
yeah.
separate rooms, and then her. And I think that's fair. You know, Sophia can float around.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think, you know, she deserved 30 rooms for friends?
No.
And Farrah does not have that many friends, let's be honest. So did she really need them? No.
So Damon exclusively spoke to Radar regarding the lawsuit.
Ooh.
He said, she needed the money so bad, so I sent her the next $2,500 in cash because she couldn't accept a check. She said she was broke and was in tears. She said, please, I'm getting kicked out of my house. That's also why she was doing the other reality show. She's broke and was getting evicted. But this is it. I'm exposing her, and I'm not letting this go. Honestly, she is a disgrace.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Farrah responded and basically said that she's too famous for all of this drama.
Of course she is.
I mean, listen, Damon has a past himself. He's been, yeah. you know, he's had charges against, criminal charges against him. So I feel like it's just two ridiculous people making two ridiculous claims.
Exactly.
And it's just like, which one is more crazy than the other? Yeah. I don't necessarily think either of them are telling the truth.
Yeah, I think they're both just like crazy. I mean, we spoke to other Teen Mom stars who have spoken with him, and they've also said the same thing.
Like, oh, yeah. They were like, we don't trust him.
Yeah, he's shady. We don't trust him.
So wasn't there an issue with Hoops that she didn't get paid for it or something?
I think so.
I think I saw those headlines.
Yeah, I think there was an issue. I mean, they also found her like last second. And then also the shadiness with getting Drita involved.
Well, that's what Michael told me. Michael was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, having Drita do that, she was gonna attack my daughter.
Yeah, she was literally
gonna
hurt her.
He was like, this whole
her.
Thing was a setup.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, they weren't really thinking about Farrah. You know, the whole point was to be, you know, promoting anti-bullying. And now you have two people who are legit fighting and hate each other jump into the ring. Like, that's not really fair. And that's mm-hmm. not a good purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's, I don't believe either of them.
Yeah, me neither.
You know, it's, I don't think Damon will probably get that money.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't think Damon's gonna get that money. I think that they both need to just let it go
yeah.
and move on with their lives. I mean, Damon yeah. wants to do another match with Corey and David Easton.
Yeah.
So focus, you know, move forward. Focus on the next and yep. leave Farrah behind.
Yeah, maybe like go to a different reality show.
Yeah, maybe don't do Teen Moms. I said this yeah. before.
Why don't you do the challenge?
The challenge.
You know, they're
yes.
all like, you know.
And there's so many rivals in the challenge.
Yes, there's so many people. Like, go to a different show.
Yeah. Okay, let's go into the second topic this week. The crew is scared to go down to the land.
The land.
Reports claim that the Teen Mom 2 crew does not want to film with Janelle Evans because they're scared of her husband, David Easton. As Janelle said, they do not film at her home, but that's not the issue. Crew doesn't even want to go down to North Carolina. Basically, as we've seen, David has had pretty bizarre behavior on social media. I mean, he's
yeah.
showing his ammo, waving guns around, and they're concerned.
Well, after the Secret Service allegedly visited the land, they were at the land, allegedly, David actually went on a Facebook rant, like the Facebook story, because he's locked out of his Instagram because he claims the government took it over. So he's been on Facebook story a lot. And he was saying all these crazy threats. He's like, if you're not invited, you know, I have guns, like basically saying he'll shoot anyone that comes on the land uninvited. He's like, you know, the Secret Service, I let them on. They said what they're here for. They parked on the grass. He was so mad. But he made all these, you know, threats saying, if I don't like you, if you're not invited, I have guns. I will shoot you. That's really scary. He hates MTV.
And the thing is, I understand, because even Janelle was like, this is false because they don't come to my home. He's always with you.
Yeah.
He's still going to the soccer games. He's probably driving you to the lunches with Babs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still lurking around.
He is just so creepy. Like, he scares me through my TV.
Everyone is scared of him.
Yeah.
I am scared of him.
I'm scared of him. And I don't even want to say where we are, but we are not near the land, but I'm still scared.
I'm still scared.
Yeah. It's like, his just everything, you know, and it's completely understandable. I would never want to go down there if I was part of the Teen Mom crew. I would say absolutely not. Like, he's made so many threats. He said some really hurtful things in the past. Why would you want to continue working in that environment?
I don't.
Yeah, it's...
I would not. I'm sorry. I always say this. A job isn't worth your life.
Yeah.
And if David is showing that kind of behavior, I wouldn't risk it.
Yeah. And the report that we read said, you know, there is security present when the girls film, like even in the house and everything.
Oh, yeah. Security's so great.
Yeah.
That's why Farrah almost got slapped in the face by Amber.
Right.
And that's why Brianna went after Kale on stage.
Yeah.
And Brittany was able to pull her hair back. I'm sorry, but yeah. I don't trust MTV security.
That's also, like, do you remember when Kale slapped Javi? When Amber slapped Gary? Like, everyone
I didn't see security intervene in any of those.
Yeah, where's security? You do see them.
Yeah, you see them waiting until after it happens. Then they do something.
And they're like, oh, God, she slapped so-and-so. Let's go get her. Like, no, you are supposed to prevent this. Mm-hmm. But the site said, you know, even though there's security, they're scared. I would be too, because the security does nothing. Nothing. It's
nothing.
Still like, you know, it's still really, really dangerous. But yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how she is filming. Like, we've seen clips that we will get into. Parks and yogurt shops, like, they aren't at the house.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, David is always around. He knows where Janelle is. If he gets mad about something, you know, he could just be triggered and God forbid he shows up with guns. Like, he's very dangerous and you could tell he's very, very crazy.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how MTV kind of continues this, because no matter what, Janelle's like, I'm sticking by my husband. I stand by him. So it's like you're standing by your husband who is saying all these horrible, hurtful things about people. Making threats to shoot people, showing off all of his guns and stuff. You know, do you still continue to work with someone who is standing by a person like that?
I wouldn't.
You know, but she does bring a lot of drama. Mm-hmm. And her story has definitely been the most well-known out of it. Like, even when I talk to, like, my family, my cousins, they're like, oh, my God, I saw Janelle's post. Like,
yeah.
She is one of... probably the most famous out of the Teen Mom 2 and then Kale.
Yeah.
But everyone knows Janelle because the last 10 years she's been married and arrested and in jail and on drugs and in rehab, like having babies. Like, she has provided so much news the last 10 years. That's why she's so well known.
Mm-hmm.
But so do you cut off someone who brings in so many ratings? You know?
Well, you know, I don't think they're going to make the same mistake twice. I mean, they got rid of Farrah Abraham.
Yeah.
And look what happened to the ratings. The ratings plummeted.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to risk it. I think that they need to figure out a way to work with Janelle.
Yeah.
And, you know, try to, you know, even if you have to add extra security, just do whatever you can. Because if they get rid of Janelle, I really don't think the franchise is going to do as well as it is right now.
Oh, yeah. Totally agree. And... now with the franchise, so after the story was published, Kale went on Twitter and said, I don't feel safe going to the reunions. The reunions, oh God, it's such a shame because at the reunions, they film so many great things, like Ask the Moms, behind the scenes, all together. So the fact that, you know, they can't all be in the same room because Kale hates Brianna. Everyone hates Brianna and Janelle. You know, Kale hates Janelle and Brianna. You know, everyone just hates each other. So it's a shame to see what has happened. I mean, the last reunion was so bad. They're like flying Dr. Drew to North Carolina. We're Skyping in with Chelsea.
If I were Kale, I would never go to a reunion again.
Never.
After her hair got pulled out by Brittany. If I was Chelsea, I would never go to a reunion again. After she was, 7 months pregnant and Brianna is right next to her screaming.
Yeah.
I mean, Chelsea like looked scared for her life and she, you know... fortunately managed to get out of there before punches were thrown.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just MTV's, I don't think they're doing enough to protect the girls.
Oh, yeah, agree. You know, they just want ratings. I mean, JC, Kale's producer, allegedly kind of was blocking.
Held backbone, yeah.
Yeah, who was trying to protect Kale because he wanted more fights. That's all they're thinking about. And it's unfortunate, but they're just like, ratings, 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 stories, stories, stories. They don't care. I think Chelsea's producer really genuinely cares about her, Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
And Mandy was like, let's get her out. Like, don't even care anymore.
Yeah. No, I agree.
You know, it's a shame, but I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And I mean, to be honest, you know, Lauren and I saw the first episode. And,
yes.
You know, it looks really good. And the clips look good, too. So let's go into the third topic, which is the preview clips and extended trailer.
Yeah. It was really 7 minutes. It was really long.
I don't even think I watched it.
Really?
I don't remember watching something for 7 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you were here because I remember talking to Gina about it. So, yeah. So we definitely need to discuss
it. So fill me in. Fill me and listeners in. What happened?
So let's start with Chelsea since her story is just always the best. But so in her clip, you know, the only thing we saw is she bought a new house with her extremely hot husband, Cole.
Oh, sorry, I'm yawning.
They bought a house. She's 7 months pregnant already in the first episode. So I'm excited to see little Lane, I guess, in more episodes. I hope they don't drag out the last 2 months of pregnancy because I want to see the third baby. But yeah, they bought a house. So they did the little walkthrough, gave a little tour, and that was it.
That was it?
Yeah, that was Chelsea's. I mean,
all right, so yeah. Next.
So next for Leah, Jason makes his debut. So the girls.
I don't like him.
I do.
You don't think he's like awkward?
I mean, we have to remember how awkward Cole was his first appearance. Like when they went and got yogurt and he was like, I got two girlfriends. Dude, that's like what? Like, no. Like,
maybe Jason will grow on me.
Yeah. Like he was. And do you remember Cole's hair was like really, really long and he was wearing the hat. He was so awkward. They like didn't really, he really didn't even talk on camera.
I just like love Leah and I'm so proud of her and I just want her with the best man possible. So I hope he's a good guy. I really do.
I think he is.
Being a little hard on him because I want so much for her.
Yeah. Okay. You have really good intentions on like not liking him at the moment.
Yeah.
But
I don't trust him yet. I'm not going to, you know, go in with my arms open. I'm going to wait and see. He needs to prove me wrong.
Yeah. He needs to win my love.
Exactly.
So she's talking to her friend about how she did tell her ex-husbands, Corey and Jeremy, that she's dating someone and that it's important to see how he is around the girls because, you know, you can't have those two separate lives. You got to have them, you know, mix at one point. So he has a son. So she was just kind of saying we are so similar. So that, I think, has helped so much. And he is a little bit older. But Leah is, I think she's like an old, I think all the girls are old souls. Because they've experienced so much since becoming moms at 16. You know, Leah has been married twice now and divorced twice now and has 3 kids. Like, you know, had so many problems, ups and downs. So she's definitely mature enough to be dating someone older. So we have that to look forward to. And then Janelle.
Thank you.
I know.
Waiting for it.
I know. Save the best for last. So Janelle meets up with Babs.
Okay.
And they are discussing their relationship. And, you know, because as we know, Babs was not invited to Janelle and David's wedding. And that caused a huge rift in their relationship. And they stopped talking, I think. Like, they didn't even communicate.
No, I think they were only communicating when it had to do with Jace.
Okay.
And yeah, no, I remember when I was down there for the wedding, I called Barbara and she was so upset about not being invited and not being there that she actually left town.
Yeah.
Because she went away with her friends because she wanted to kind of just get her mind off of it. She didn't want to stay home and sulk over it.
Yeah. So Babs was saying, you know, we became close again because after the whole 4th of July thing with Nathan, Janelle, David, Kaiser, when Nathan did not want to return Kaiser to Janelle and David over the claims that he had marks on his butt.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, he allegedly said that David hit him, I think, with a stick, I think it was. So
yeah, they kept saying switch marks. What is that?
I think like maybe a line.
Like a belt?
Yeah,
oh,
maybe.
Like a line, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's maybe what they meant.
They kept saying switch. I was like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I think that's like with lines because they did say stick, so that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
But Babs was saying, you know, that brought us back together.
You know, I feel like that's a little bit of BS because you are the one who was calling Nathan and Doris whenever you heard something bad that happened with Kaiser. Literally.
Oh, yeah.
You were the one who told him everything.
They went to lunch.
You're the one who put all these ideas in his head that Kaiser's getting abused. So
exactly.
So now that Nathan takes action, you're like, oh, how could you do that to my daughter?
Yeah.
I think she just wanted to get back in Janelle's good graces, and she kind of was, like, waiting for that one thing to happen.
Yeah, and Janelle called her, like, bawling. I was like, I need you. I totally agree with
you.
Thank
you.
I think, what's the saying? Like, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Yeah.
I think Babs is up to something.
This is what I think. Babs is always going to keep custody of Jace.
Oh, yeah. She's never going to return
unless
him.
Jace is, like, 14 and says, I want to live with my mother full time.
Yeah.
She's always going to have custody of Jace. And I think Babs knows that Janelle is going to continue to take her to court for time with Jace. And I think she knows that if she's on good terms with her, that that's going to decrease those chances of happening.
Yes. And that they could just kind of, like, hang out together.
Yeah.
Janelle won't be nagging her.
Exactly.
Like, they could go get yogurt and dinner and whatever and lunch.
And she also wants, she doesn't know who Ensley is. She barely knows Kaiser. She wants to, you know, be in her other grandchildren's lives.
Yeah. I feel like Babs is biting her tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you know what? Because think about it. She is becoming friends with David after he has made those horrible, statements about people. You know, that are hurtful, who is making threats on Instagram to shoot people. Now you become friends with him? Like, now you like him all of a sudden? But you didn't like him a couple years ago when he seemed like a decent person. Like, now you like him? Like, it just doesn't make sense. She's like, yeah, like, you know, you've accepted David. You've accepted him after he made homophobic comments on Twitter. Like, Babs, it's weird timing.
Babs also gets a lot more screen time.
Yeah.
So, if she's closer with Janelle, so.
Yeah, you know, she doesn't have that Walmart check coming in. She retired,
she
I think.
Retired.
So,
yep, she did.
So, you know, now she has more time. And it's going to be interesting because, you know, the producers talk. I really, really think that Babs is just trying to get close to see the grandkids, you know. And maybe she's thinking, like, you know, we're all getting older, you know. You don't have forever, so I might as well just get to know my other grandkids, you know, just make Janelle stop complaining, just tell her to shut up about Jace. You know, you get to see him. We get to go to soccer games together. I think she's just really just, you know, I'll put everything aside just so I could be more involved. But I truly think she still hates David.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And she's worried about Janelle.
Honestly, I would just pretend to be nice to David so I don't get threatened to get shot.
Well, didn't she on the last reunion say that she's scared of David killing her?
Yeah.
So now you're friends with
now
him?
Now we cracked the code.
Like, oh God, I'm so scared he's going to kill me. One month later, I've accepted him now.
I would do the same thing. I don't want to get shot.
Yeah.
I would do the same thing.
I would be like, David, oh my
David,
God.
David, you're the best dad.
You are an amazing dad. Like, amazing, truly. Like, we're like best friends.
Yeah.
Teresa's like his best friend, kind of.
Me?
You're really close with David, right?
BFFs. Okay, David and I, like, had a good, like, repertoire at one point.
You did.
Like, we went to Janelle's birthday. I didn't go with David.
You did.
I went to Janelle's birthday.
We went together.
25th birthday, I think. 24th yes. birthday. And David was, I sat next to David the entire time. And we were talking the whole time. And then I was like, oh, look, what's your number? We should exchange numbers.
Ooh.
He had a button-down shirt. He had his hair short and gelled. He looked so good and he was so nice.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is great. Like, you're so much better than Nathan. You're awesome.
Yeah.
Then when I went to the house, he was like really respectful to me up until the point where
he was starting to hurt you.
Yeah. Up until then. But, you know, like, I think David has the potential to be a good guy. It's just when you get on his bad side, you don't want to be on his bad side.
Yeah. Hell no.
No.
I do not want to be on his
bad
side.
So I think
side.
You just need to, like, you know,
do what Babs is doing.
Do what Babs is doing. I would do it.
Just pretend. Just smile and nod.
Smile, nod.
Just be like, yes, David. Yeah, you're a great guy. Like, do you remember when Babs and David first met and she hugged him and she was like, wow, you're really tall? Because Babs is like your height.
Yeah.
And David's like 9 feet tall. And she was like, whoa, you're tall.
Yeah.
And they like hugged.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden Babs said she knew. You're the worst boyfriend she's ever had.
He actually is.
He actually is.
Babs, you were so honest.
Yeah, it's like you have literally predicted this whole franchise going down the drain because of Janelle and David. They have ruined so much. So good job, Babs.
Good job, Babs. Anything else in the trailer that we should discuss?
No, but there have been other clips out. Like, Brianna decides to kick Devon out because, you know, so shocking. You know, she, last season we saw, she wanted Devon to live with them because, you know, they're on good terms. Nova loves that he's there and she gets to see her dad. So she decides, you know, even though you live with us, you still need to put in effort. well, because you live with a person, that doesn't mean that, you know, that's your relationship. You still have to, like, do things with your daughter, like take her to the park, take her skating, to the movies. Like, well, because you're there at, like, bedtime and when she wakes up, that doesn't mean anything. And I don't think he had a job.
Well, I'm not going to give it away. Sorry, because I watched the first episode. I'm not going to give away why he wasn't around. But he does explain why he wasn't around.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's telling the truth. I'm sure Brianna doesn't believe it.
Of course.
Yeah.
So there's that. So she decides on, you know, I guess to kick him out.
Anything with Kale?
So I did see a clip. I don't think it's in the first episode. I think they're just like airing random things just to promote it. And Kale and the three boys, she had them back and she was going to prepare for Lux's first birthday. Mm-hmm. So she, you know, asked the boys, like, what do you think the baby's going to wish for? And I think it was Isaac said, another baby. And she was like, oh, you think the baby will wish for another baby? Maybe it's a girl. And Lincoln starts talking about step-parents. Because Javi and Lauren were pregnant, I guess, on the first, on the first episode and the beginning of the season, she'll be pregnant. So I guess he was trying to figure out, like, Lauren's role in his life, you know, now that she moved in with them. So Lincoln says, I don't have a stepdad. And she was like, well, not yet. You know, maybe you will in the future if I get remarried. And Isaac was, Isaac's very smart. He was really cute. He was so like, he is just so smart. Just like listening to him talk, I'm like, oh my God, I would love to grab a cup of coffee with
him. He speaks better than us. Like, he speaks so well. Oh my God,
totally. Eloquent. Yeah. Yeah. So he says, well, you can't get married again. And Kelsey, you know, replies, why not? She said, he said, because you already married Javi. Isn't it supposed to be just a boy and a girl get married once? And it was like, oh my God. So
you would think, Isaac.
So that's basically what she says. She's like, well, you know, that is the plan, but it always doesn't work that way. And she also said, you know, maybe I'll meet somebody else or maybe I'll marry the baby's dad, a.k.a. Chris Lopez.
What?
I know.
And what did Isaac say?
They really didn't respond.
Because I don't think they know Chris. I don't think, listen.
No, I think they do because Kale said, I think it was Isaac or Lincoln, I think it was Isaac that cut her off, said, you know, she started to say, but Chris, and I was like, wait. And then Isaac interrupted her, and I think that's when he said, you can't get married again. And I was like, no, I wanted to know what she wanted to say.
But the thing is, I just don't feel like Chris, like Javi came in, and Javi was Isaac's dad. I mean, Isaac still calls Javi dad. I don't think Chris comes in and is like, hey, Link, hey, Isaac, what'd you guys do in school today?
Yeah.
And, like, you know what I mean? I feel like he just kind of, like, is more friendly with them and then, like, raises his son. I don't see him stepping in and being a father to both of them.
Yes, agree. Like,
but maybe he will. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he could change.
Yeah, like, he could change. He's young. He's young still.
Yeah, he could come into the house. I mean, Cole, when he was introduced to Aubrey, I feel like he was just more of a friend, like a buddy. Like, yeah, let's go get ice cream. Like,
you're right.
He wasn't a parent. So, yeah, so it's just, it's going to be interesting to see. I really wish he was on this season. On this week's Truth or Tale. So on this last season of Team MOG, we watched fan favorite Amber Portwood quit. Well, she actually
quit
on Twitter. She actually quit on Twitter, I guess, after an episode aired that she didn't like. And she was just like, I need to, like, leave the show. I'm so done. She was going through a lot of hate because of baby James. You know, people were constantly, like, bashing her and saying, you know, oh, you weren't there for Leah like you are there for James. People, this is a 10-year difference. You know, you cannot compare it. But yet she was still hurt. She was still depressed and all this. So she quit. And then we also saw her quit on the reunion. And fans were kind of just like, whoa, is she serious? You know, she does seem it, like she was crying. And even though Dr. Drew and the audience were like, don't go, she was still like, you know, you guys treated me differently with my depression than you did with Kate. You know, it's just, I'm not treated the same. I'm not treated as, you know, someone who was the pilot of the show, the beginning of Team Mom OG and the Team Mom empire that they have created. I'm treated different. And I don't think it's fair or cool. So what is going on? Is she quitting? Like, fingers crossed that she's not.
Yeah. Breaking news. Amber Portwood is not leaving Teen Mom OG.
Yes.
Shocker. Okay, so the source exclusively told Radar she had second thoughts about leaving. She now wants to stay with the MTV family and share her story. Because of fans and her 10-year history on the show, she does not want to leave abruptly. Depression is a lifelong struggle, but she's doing really well right now. She and MTV are like family. There are a lot of ups and downs. She still has 1 year left on her contract, so she may not even have to sign anything to be back on board. She just won't let them come in and film, and that's pretty much it.
Yay, I'm happy.
I don't know. I could have went either way on this one. Amber doesn't do much for me in regards to a storyline. I think Bristol and Cheyenne can carry it without her. But
okay,
whatever.
I think she does because of her parenting with Leah and James. I think, you know, to see that difference in 10 years, it's incredible to watch. Like, when we saw Chelsea Huska welcome her second child, it wasn't like, oh my God, you know, what will happen this time? She was already a great mom. Same with Macy. You know, she was already a great mom. So the fact that Amber welcomed a second child, it was, you know, interesting to see her as a mother. You know, after she had Leah, she was still a mother. She was still there at times. But, you know, she had so many drug battles and, you know, other, you know, mental health issues that she wasn't able to be like 110% there like she is now. So I like to see, you know, that transition and, you know, her building a life with Andrew after Matt, you know. So yeah, I like her storyline only because I like to see happy endings.
Okay.
But I know it's not dramatic enough.
So many people would love to be in a position, in her position. I mean, look at her. She was able to start this makeup company, this clothing company that actually both did really well.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just feel like she's like, once something goes bad, she quits. She bites the hand that feeds her.
Yeah.
I want her to take control and to just be this relatable storyline that she could be. I feel like Caitlyn does it good. I mean, you know, her and Tyler, like, we see their therapy sessions.
Yes.
We see them working. We see them pulling themselves out of it. I mean, we went to rehab with Kate. People are able to see, wow, like, Caitlyn was at her lowest, and now look at where she is. I want to be Caitlyn. And I feel like Amber's not doing that, and she can.
She can. And it's like, you know, Javi has said in interviews, you give them the content. So I think, you know, maybe Amber was thinking, like, I'll shoot this, like, happy family, and I'll, you know, I have an incredible boyfriend, I have a new baby, I'm co-parenting well, and had this footage, yet they took something like Amber just wanting to spend time with Leah, which is totally understandable, and, like, not have Christina around. Totally fine. That's understandable that she wanted to spend one-on-one time with her daughter. And, like, they twisted it to make it seem like, oh, like, Amber was so cruel and, like, uninvited Christina, and Christina had to watch her baby.
But, Lauren, Amber, they showed Amber's happy family. They showed Andrew making her the cheese board. They showed them go to Los Angeles. They showed her doing that boxing thing. It's not like the whole storyline this season was about how she's upset about editing. We saw the first 5 episodes, we said, wow, Amber's finally getting her good season.
Good her season, yeah.
Then it all went downhill because she started crying because she wasn't happy how the show was edited. You're giving them this content. Don't give them this content.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I just, like, I could care less if she returns or not. I just feel like I just hate people who bite the hand that feeds them.
Yeah.
They give you this opportunity and you're just...
Yeah, I think she should...
Running to throw it away.
I think she should, because I think she's actually has mentioned on Twitter that she wants to do, like, a YouTube channel.
And she should.
About mental health.
I would love that.
I would love that. And that's something she should do. Do I think, you know, she should maybe film therapy sessions? Yeah, you know, she does have this great platform, and we have followed her for 10 years.
And if she can't, talk about it. Talk about what you talked about.
Yeah.
Talk about what you're doing to help.
Yeah.
I just...
Yeah, I think she needs to maybe just explain things more.
Yes.
Because, you know, she says, oh, I'm suicidal, I have depression. So let's get into that a little bit more.
Yeah.
And use your platform. Because, you know, if you just saying I'm depressed and crying, that gives people the opportunity to take that into 80 different directions.
Exactly.
If you sit down and say, like, you know, X, Y, and Z is making me depressed and is giving me suicidal thoughts, you know, you need to be a little bit more specific, I guess, so then people can kind of understand you and then also take us on the journey of how you're getting better. We were in the car with Kate when she was going to rehab. We saw her leave. We saw the visit with Macy. That's what she should be using her platform for.
I'll never forget the scene. Yeah. I think it was like 3 seasons. It was right after she had Nova. And she was laying on the bed and she was just staring off into space. And Butch checked in on her and was like, is Kate okay? And he was like, we saw what she goes through.
Yes.
And I'm sure so many people watched that scene and was like, oh my God, that's me.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if Amber does come back, if she, you know, ends up, I mean, we're saying she is. So when she comes back, I just hope that she really takes advantage of her storyline and really just, you know, helps people on, you know, as we follow her in her journey.
Yeah, exactly. She definitely needs to give us a little bit more.
Yeah.
So we can kind of, you know, we didn't know she was going through therapy until the reunion.
Yeah.
When she talked about Dr. Drew, because Dr. Drew said, do you want to go somewhere? Like, do you want to seek treatment? And she's like, no, I'm doing stuff at home. You got to tell us that. So then, you know, your story can kind of come full circle and come to an end.
I agree.
If you just leave things, like, I think that it was the finale when she was like, I'm depressed and I have suicidal thoughts. We can't leave on that note. Like, I want to know more.
Yeah.
You know, you need to finish your story and you need to give us that.
Yeah.
And you need to give the cameraman and the producers and the editors that content. Yeah. So they can, you know, include it.
Yeah.
So then your followers won't, like, hate you. You need to open up more about how motherhood is different this time. You know, all these things you see on social media, instead of just quitting, maybe talk about it on camera.
Yeah.
You know, so, but, you know, social media bullies will always be there.
They're always going to be there.
Yeah.
And you know. Like I said,
Kate turned off her comments.
Exactly.
On every photo.
Exactly. And I'm sure Chelsea even gets bullies. Everyone gets bullies.
It's everyone does. I've had a girl write that I'm ugly on a couple of my photos. And I was like,
really?
Yeah. Ew. I'm like, I don't know, some girl.
Oh my God.
Katie. I think it was Katie. And I was like, screw you.
Sure.
People I was like, meanie.
People always comment on my big nose.
It's like
on my photos, and I'm like, okay, I'm not a celebrity, so please get off my Instagram profile.
Yeah, I'm like, please don't. Like, it's and
we get so many bully comments on our podcast.
I like look at the reviews. I'm like, oh, I'm like, all right.
But we also get really good reviews.
Yes. So, but yeah, it's always going to be there.
It's
for
always
going to
be there. And what do Lauren and I do? We. You know, I mean, I know it's hard. I know we're not getting nearly as enough.
Yes.
Nearly enough. But Lauren and I aren't like, we're going to quit our jobs.
Yeah.
You know, no, we just
keep on going.
Brush it off.
Yeah. Every day is a new day. So you got to wake up with that mindset. Fresh start, fresh slate, fresh canvas.
Sending love.
Yeah. So I'm glad she's staying. I want her story to be finished properly. So fingers crossed that she doesn't change her mind again.
Let's go into this week's Teen Mom Tease. As we mentioned before, Javi Marroquin came into the studio earlier this week. We have a ton of stories. He tells all on his thoughts regarding the crew being scared to film with Janelle Evans because of her husband, David Eason. He talks about what it's going to be like seeing Brianna for the first time at the reunion with Lauren by his side.
Yes.
He talks about how co-parenting is going with Kale. Spoiler alert, not that well.
Yeah.
So check out OK Magazine and RadarOnline.com to get more details on our exclusive interview with Javi Marroquin.
Well, everyone, that is all we have for this episode. Make sure you check back with us next week for even more Teen Mom drama.
Bye!